Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the oldest person, speed clock, Elvis, and the NHL. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, this magician, he gets his job on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. So he's working his cruise ship, and he does his act every night. In the front row is the captain of the ship with a parrot on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So every night he does his act. Well, by the third night, the parrot starts figuring out this magician's act.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts heckling the magician, and, you know, it's in his sleeve. It's under his hat. His assistant has it. So that night, they hit an iceberg, and the ship goes down. The magician wakes up floating on a piece of driftwood, and the parrot is sitting on the end of the driftwood, and they stare at each other for 2 days and don't say a word. Mm-hmm. They just look at each other all mad. Finally, the bird goes, "I give. Where's the boat?"
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about the world's oldest person. Right,
that's
now.
coming up in the news.
And how old is he?
It's a woman, actually.
She is 116.
Should we do
Whoa,
it now?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, it's up there.
So she's been around, this is her second 24.
She turns 116 today, making her the oldest person in the U.S., second oldest person on Earth.
So she was born in
her second 24.
1908? Yeah, 1908, right?
Gosh.
Holy hell.
When
she saw Gone with the Wind in the theater, she was like pregnant. That's how old she was.
She was like 30.
When
the theater, Gone with the Wind.
Folks in Willits, California are planning a parade today to celebrate her.
Yes.
Yeah. Edith Edie Recogno Keenan Cesarelli.
Big time.
Yeah.
That's what they call her.
The town of Willits commemorating the occasion with a parade that will pass by the Holy Spirit Residential Care Home, where the septuagenarian resides.
And we'll be waving from a window.
And praying she's watching. Organizers and city employees told USA Today that Cesarelli is a local celebrity, and her birthday parade is party of the season.
Oh, okay.
She will celebrate with carrot cake and strawberry ice cream.
All right.
Blend that all together.
I got to get her fruit and vegetables.
She does.
She'll remember this. Probably till lunchtime.
We don't know. She might be spry.
Oh, yeah. There's a chance she's more mentally capable than any of us.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they say she's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. I read
the
story.
So she was born, give or take, 40 years after Lincoln got shot.
Wow.
Tom!
Still fresh in her memory.
This is an old woman.
So it's nice having a nice parade.
Oh, she's seen a lot.
Don't make the band too loud.
Yes, she has.
Want to scare her.
She was born when Teddy Roosevelt was president, right? Not right. Was he
1900?
Yeah, something like that.
Boy.
1908.
She may have been born when he was still commissioner of the NYPD.
Boy, when she fills that form, she has to really scroll way down.
Yeah, doesn't she?
I've always wondered,
where do
I'm
they
getting
stop?
Winded.
Where do they quit?
Yeah, 100 plus.
Yeah.
Color in that circle.
The next time I have one of those, yeah, we have to scroll down. I'll keep going.
See how far you can go.
See where they draw the line. Is there a thing at the bottom that says other, just in case, to give them the opportunity to fill it out?
Or just her name?
she's the
welcome, Gladys.
Autofill.
Good to see you, Gladys.
At 116, she's believed to be the second oldest living person on Earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, is it ever, or do we know what the oldest person ever is? I thought it was like 118, 119, I thought.
And then this always gets a little sketchy because
it's a little dodgy up there. People are lying.
They can't find a birth certificate or something.
It's like running for president. You know, you got to.
And then some of these.
It's usually in Japan.
They're all up there. That's yeah.
Oh. I mean, the birth certificate's always a little sketchy.
Oh.
Because you can buy them online, you know, Josh.
I was going to say is sometimes you get the Dominican Little League baseball team involved. And God knows how old they are, you know.
The oldest living person right now is Maria Brenes of Spain. She's 116 and 338 days, so she's got almost a year on her.
Mm. How do you know?
I'm going to beat her.
That they've passed away.
Oh. You mean...
Don't you have to go
in? Finger is shaking.
You got to touch them, right?
I would think.
Okay. The oldest ever, they believe, was Ms. Jeannie Calmet.
She was French, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
122 years, 164 days.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Just about, when they start counting the days again, it's kind of like when you're a little kid there.
Yeah.
They're going back. Wow. But
everything comes around, Tom. They start to count days. You're back in diapers. You're,
yep.
Yeah. There are quite a few. Bibs. Several hundred, over 115.
Mm. Aren't we now, don't we have more people over 100 than we've ever had before?
Mm-hmm. And it looks like a disproportionate number of them are from Japan.
Well, that's one of the blue areas, if you've seen the documentary.
Yeah,
but there's also the issue of who's keeping track. But if you look at this list, quite a few are from Japan. So that may be part of the diet or genetics or who knows. But we will celebrate this young lady's 116th birthday.
My goodness.
Today. Okay.
I wonder where I'll be when I'm 160.
Well, either in an urn or...
You wanted to say 40 years dead. 40 years dead, didn't you? That's what you wanted to say.
You'll be sitting right there.
That's right.
Talking about the
half cyborg, but still fully you know. Still.
And because I haven't suffered enough yet, I'm going to sit right here. Speaking of that, dear Tom, I love you. It starts out. This is from David. I pulled a Tom. I forgot the word speedometer over the weekend. Instead, I said, I wonder how fast I'm going. Where is my speed clock?
That's a good one.
Thank you, David, very much.
Like the speed clock. Yeah, sometimes when you're talking, you just got to make up the word as you go.
Yeah. Just got to go.
That's a good one.
Makes sense.
Almost as it explains itself, really.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you want to get a hold of us, you can write us, bobandtom@bobandtom.com. We always love hearing from you. I'm going to squeeze a request in here shortly.
Is it Pat Godwin?
What do you want to hear of mine, Tom?
No, it's a request.
No?
From someone out there.
Maybe we could have a Super Bowl song every day. How about that? No?
Well, we could do that.
I have Super Bowl theme music. I have that from, you know, it's in Vegas, you know. So you have to go with this.
Is this the king?
It's the king.
Oh, yeah.
Everything in Vegas stays in Vegas, baby.
I love this.
Remember they redid this for Oceans, I think? A little less conversation.
It's the remix?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Love it.
There you go.
The original is not for sure. It's not for sure.
It's not as snappy.
That's right. Satisfaction in me. Ain't satisfaction in me.
I love that.
He thought that was right.
Was your mama a big Elvis fan?
She was not.
Really?
She was...
I just pictured her as an Elvis fan.
Wasn't she briefly the fan of a... one specific country star.
Yeah.
Like who?
Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride.
She did like Charlie Pride until the night he was on Hee Haw.
Why was that?
And then she
was quite surprised.
So who was she a fan of?
She was did not care for Charlie after that.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. She liked Conway Twitty.
And so those were the records you heard in your home.
And the Twitty Birds.
All right.
Remember Conway Twitty?
Sure.
Because he had a rock and roll song, if you will, before he went into country. It was called It's Only Make Believe or something.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Conrad Birdie from Bye Bye Birdie, they took the name based on Conway Twitty.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's... Do you think that's true?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Birdie,
I don't
guess.
The only way I'll believe that is if I talk to Gower Champion, okay?
All I know is when you hear facts on this show, and this includes from me, double check them.
What do you have going on over there?
Nothing. Not a thing. Okay. What are you going to do now? It was the NHL. It was the NHL All-Star Game over the weekend. You guys know about this? And
yeah.
They don't go east or west or north or south or anything. They pick two players, much like they do in the NBA. So it was the Matthews team against the McDavid team. Just a quick snapshot here. Everyone in Canada is named McDavid.
That's right.
So,
do they hit pretty hard?
No, not in the game.
No, not
in the All-Star game. No,
I mean, they barely move. Tom, the NHL did something this year where the winner of the skills competition took home $1 million. There's a little incentive for you.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Winner take all. Your idea, Tom.
Canadian or American?
That's a good question.
Isn't the exchange rate pretty much even right now?
I don't know.
I was fascinated by that when I was a kid. I would see magazines and it would say $2 American, $2.85 Canadian.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
I know. I always wondered what Canada was doing wrong to have to pay more.
Yeah. What are they doing? Are they getting more out of this magazine than I am? What the hell's going on here?
That's I had to convert meters to feet this morning.
Oh, no kidding?
Is that right?
Wait a minute, or whatever, kilometers to miles.
We got the urologist?
I can never remember that.
Yeah, because you're hanging down so long.
Yeah,
just meters? How do you want this, Doc? Meters or feet?
Help me out here, Doc. Can I? Finally this morning in sports, minor league baseball, one of my favorite teams. You know how I like the minor league baseball teams and their names? The Akron Rubber Ducks.
That is good.
Are rebranding themselves after a salad dressing.
Is that right?
The Rubber Ducks will become the Akron White French for just one night, July 19th. The move is part of the team's Only in Akron series. The team announced that it will also rebrand for a game in June to the Barberton Fried Chicken and Hot Rice.
Yum!
Barberton is a city up there, Akron, yeah. Toledo, and all that. According to Cleveland.com, white French dressing is one of the uniquely Akron culinary identities.
No kidding. Are you familiar with it?
I am not.
I'm not either.
White French salad dressing ticket package includes a game ticket and themed adjustable hat, hot dog, and cost... No, well, you buy a hot dog too, I bet. And cost $40. Ace, $40 a ticket. Would you go?
The most famous Frenchman from Akron.
That's been pricey for minor league.
Well, the famous Frenchman from Akron.
LeBron James.
Indeed. LeBron. Akron White French merchandise available at rubberducks.milbstore.com and in the Rubber Ducks team shop.
Doesn't the Akron White French sound like a kind of a twist on the Cleveland Steamer?
Oh, you gave her the old Akron White French.
Gave her the old Akron White French.
How's she doing?
Oh, she's okay. Someone gave her the Akron Black French. She couldn't walk for a week.
Oh, I see.
What's in regular French dressing?
Just
sugar. It's very sweet. I just remember.
And is it true that Thousand Island is ketchup and mayonnaise? Is that true, or is that something I just
heard? I don't know if it's actually true or not.
Is that white trash, Thousand Island?
Yeah.
I think that might be. You know, there's a team, and I think it's a rugby team. Am I getting this right? Or maybe a soccer team called the Red Blacks. And they're very popular.
The Red Blacks?
The Red Blacks.
Who? Yeah. What?
I think they were the Reds, and then they were the Blacks, and they merged.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Now they're the Red Blacks.
It's kind of cool.
It's very cool, yeah.
Okay, well, but the White French,
the White French.
Will be in Akron.
How about that?
Rubber duck for a Rubber Ducks game. Very, very nice.
Do you remember the Rubber Duck song by Ernie from Sesame Street?
Yes, Rubber Ducky. Yeah.
I don't think I knew until you guys told me that that was a radio hit. I thought it was just on Sesame Street.
Huge, huge hit.
By hit, I hit the button.
And yeah, see, but I mean,
how do you hate Rubber Ducky by Ernie?
I just do. Sorry. I've told you before, the things I dislike, it's unreasonable of me to dislike.
So you guys would play that and then like Zeppelin?
No.
It wasn't on rock.
No, we'd play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'd play like that.
And then Tony Orlando.
Or the Captain and Tennille. Love will keep you together. So I think I was probably the most. You guys were kind of an album rock.
I did Top 40 for a short period of time.
I did Top 40 for 2 years.
I did Adult Contemporary, and I never understood that name.
Tom, Adult Contempo.
I never Tom, got, what does that mean? I mean,
it means soft rock.
Rubber Ducky isn't that far off from What Did the Fox Say?
Or Baby Shark.
Hello, Mata.
Some of those other
Hello, Fada.
Some of those other radio hits.
Yes.
Now, where do you stand on Rubber Biscuit?
Oh, I love Rubber Biscuit. Well, when the Blues Brothers do it, it's fun.
It's not something I would put on.
I think I'll have a wish sandwich. That's where you get a piece of bread and another piece of bread and wish you had some meat.
That was very good.
What's that? Dan Aykroyd from Rubber Biscuit.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's vastly superior to Rubber Ducky.
That's what I wanted to tell you. The NFL Pro Bowl game looked like, because they had the tug of war, they had all kinds of things other than the flag football game yesterday. It looked like Scooby-Doo's Laugh Olympics is what it honest to God, did. It's like the Yogi Yoo-hoos and the, and the Fred Flintstone.
Did they at least look like they were having a good time?
They were laughing in their bucket hats, yeah. I guess. Yeah, you know, being all millionaire-y.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, the beautiful women in the stands. Yes. And their wives.
Wanting to have their children.
Okay, thank you very much.
Squeezing a condom, hoping to get some sperm out.
Is that sports?
Yeah. Hey, Rocky, this is what you farted for.
Once again, that is Tom's daughter saying, Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
Does she still like that?
Correct.
Is she still what?
Does she still like that she did that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's getting to that age now where she's going to start going,
I figure we have a couple years,
Matt. But we also have this one where I brought in.
I like it. We don't play this
one. My other daughter,
enough.
Hart, and my niece, Edie, and they did this one.
Chick Monkey, this is what you farted for.
Woo!
They're even littler.
I love that one.
About seven. Okay, thank you very much.
Wait until, who does that, Hart or Finn? Which one does
that? That was the original? Hart and Edie, yeah.
The original?
The original's Finn, yeah.
Finn, wait until Finn starts. Anton said, I shouldn't be doing that. Who the hell's Anton?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.